So the very latest in the Palapala saga is that our president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has turned to the Constitutional Court to try and get their support in terms of discrediting that Section 89 panel report on his behavior with regards to Palapala and whether or not he contravened the Constitution. And people have very differing opinions on this matter, but I'm delighted to be joined on the line now for a very, very learned opinion by Dr. Ivor Chipkin, the founder of the Public Affairs Research Institute at Wits University and running South Africa's first global think tank on government, GAP. Ivor, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon. We spoke earlier to Justice Edwin Cameron, who was astonished actually at the report that Ramaphosa legal team handed to the Constitutional Court. He said it really leaves the panel report in tatters. Would you agree with that?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen that report. I would. Edwin Cameron is an extraordinary authority in these matters. I if he says so, then my tendency would be to believe that he's right. I mean, he's a great legal authority in that regard. But I don't think it makes much difference in terms of the broader issue. The broader issue is that we clearly have a crisis in the presidency of Ramaphosa. I think the tendency in South Africa is to think that if there's a crisis in the presidency or the crisis of the African National Congress, it's necessarily a national crisis. And to some extent, that has been the case because the ANC, for a very long time, especially during the period of Jacob Zuma, has tended to massively overstep its political party position and into an intervene or and inappropriately overstep the boundaries of the constitutional framework. I don't think that's what's happening in this case, or at least it's not yet happening in this particular case. So I think what's quite refreshing about this, and we easily lose sight of it, is that the current crisis emerges from the institution of parliament finally doing what it is supposed to do in terms of the constitution. I mean, I can explain that further.
I wanted to ask you about that because I did see your tweet earlier, which I found very encouraging, actually, in which you say maybe, just maybe, South Africa's refinding its democratic mojo. Democratic institutions are beginning to assert themselves, and a constitutionally minded president looks to win out in the ANC.
So look at the broader picture. We've had at least the last 10 years, the last decade. Ramaphosa himself called them the lost decade. The last decade of grossly unconstitutional rule. Mark Swilling and I and several others described it in the Betrayal of the Promise report as South Africa having undergone a silent coup. I think that's largely been borne out by the findings of the Zondo Commission. So we've had we've come through an extraordinarily disturbing period. One of the findings of the Zondo Commission, and this is absolutely key in this particular incident, one of its findings is that Parliament itself as an institution failed to discharge its constitutional mandate to hold the executive to account during the Zondo period, during the Zuma period. Why? And the particular complaint that Zondo makes is that even though there was evidence in the public domain since 2011 that there was malfeasance amongst the executive, that something that the president and his allies were doing something wrong, Parliament refused or failed to investigate that matter. Zondo said that this constituted or represented a constitutional failure of Parliament's institutional responsibilities. Here, in this particular case, evidence emerged in the public domain. Irrespective of the providence of that information, we can be very nervous around someone like Arthur Fraser and others, but nonetheless, information emerged and was placed in the public domain suggesting that our president was responsible, was involved in something very, very dodgy, and Parliament investigated that information. In that regard, Parliament exercised, for the very first time in our democratic period, it exercises constitutional responsibility. So the crisis which we currently have arises from the institution of Parliament working for the first time rather than failing in its responsibilities. I think that is very, very encouraging.
Ivor, I wish we had more time to talk, but unfortunately it is 5:30 and time to go to our Eyewitness News Desk. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Professor Ivor Chipkin, Executive Director at the Public Affairs Institute at Wits University, as well as the man behind the first global think tank on government in South Africa, and that is GAP.